Hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. Father, we are thankful that you are the God who has chosen to tabernacle with your people. And on this day, this first day of the Feast of Sukkot, Lord, here we are presenting ourselves to you, reminding ourselves that you are the God sovereign who reigns supremely in our lives. And you are God in all the earth. Blessed be your name. We are greatly assured of your love and of your presence this day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to thank God for every one of you that took time to be here tonight. I am certain that the God of heaven smiles over you and his blessings are pronounced over your life without fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 3, we are going to go into more teachings on this particular feast. And I have a sense that after the feast is completed, that God is going to lead us to teach not only from a macro perspective, but from a micro perspective in going into the tabernacle itself, beginning to explore more on the tabernacle. And because I believe that God is bringing us to a very special time in Him, that we need to be reminded again of that which is in heaven. Reminded of that which God did for us already. We had the candlestick here some time back and we took it away just temporarily. The candlestick is still here, not physically, but in the realm of the spirit, it is here. But I remember many years ago, the Lord spoke a word to me. It's got to be close to 30 years now. He said then, that as we come close to the end, the church is going to look more like the Old Testament church in terms of the feast of the Lord being celebrated. And today, that's what's happening. When the Lord gave me that word many years ago, and I said, God, we are going to start doing this again? He says, yes, because these are my feasts. They are not the feast of the Jews. They are not the feast of the church. They are my feasts. This is my time of making contact. These are times, portal times, when God does particular things in the lives of his people. Well, in Revelation 21 and verse 3, he says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everything God does, he does very purposefully. The manifestation of everything is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. But by the very fact that he lives in us, that which is in him becomes realized in us. Hallelujah. Do you recognize that you're the temple of God? The Word of God says that. And just like we had the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies, you have the body, you have your soul, and you have your spirit. just like, and this might interest you, glory be to God, the Holy of Holies had the Ark of the Covenant. And the eyes that looked down, looked at the mercy seat. It were the eyes of man. Amen? Mercy seat. Someone say mercy seat. Do you recognize that all God wants you to do is like the ark, that your eyes focus on mercy? That you allow the precious blood of Jesus Christ to be sprinkled in your heart, because in God's mind, He's tabernacling with you. Am I picking up stuff? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The ark had the tablet of the Word of God. It had manna. And it had a rod, Aaron's rod, that budded. Nothing happens by chance. The Lord wanted me to have this. Hallelujah. Just like you. God says, I'm going to write my words in your heart. That's the tablet. He's going to give to us His word, the bread of life, and we will not have to hunger. But He also brings us to the place where we recognize who we are, our true identity, where we bud, where we are fruitful. Because God has on His mind that you don't come to Him and remain the same. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, I'm going to tabernacle with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His what? People. Are you God's people? Somebody say, I'm people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Glory be to God. When we come to this feast, God wants to remind us that He is our God. And that's why this feast is going to be celebrated for eternity. It is the one feast that's going to be celebrated again and again and again and again. God reminding us, I am your God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 46, talking about the temple, He says in verse 9, but when the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feast, and this is a solemn feast, when the people of God come to God in the times of the solemn feast, he that entereth in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out the way of the what? South gate. Oh, my Lord. If you came from the north gate, you go out through the south gate. And he that entered the way of the south gate, if you came from the south, you shall go the way of the what? North gate. In other words, don't go back the way you came. In essence, God says to us, He says, listen, when you come in, you gotta go out different. Hallelujah. You came in one way, get out a different way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you came from the north and you headed out south, it meant that you were going forward only. This is a season of going forward only in Jesus' mighty name. Someone say, I'm going forward, never backwards, in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, he shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go forth. Someone say, shall go forth. Shall go forth against it. In other words, away from it. Different. You have come to this solemn feast, which is the last feast of the year. There are seven feasts. And we've come through Rosh Hashanah. We've come through Yom Kippur, and now we are at the Feast of Tabernacles. Praise the Lord. God has something on his mind for me that I, just like I came in, I'll go out. Different. Hallelujah. One way forward. The Bible tells us about the cherubims in the book of Ezekiel. They were encapsulated in the book of Ezekiel, the four beasts that were around the throne, with the head of the lion, the bull or calf, face of a man, and the eagle. In Revelation, they are separated separately. But God does a concentration in the book of Ezekiel, and the one cherubim had all four faces. And the Bible says that they never had to turn around. Glory be to God. There was no turning around. Because if they were going to go with a face of the bull, the eyes of the bull, or the cow, or ox, was facing that direction. They all moved in that direction. If they were going to go the way of the eagle, they moved in that direction. If they were going to go the way of the man, they moved in that direction. If they were going to go the way of the lion, they moved in that direction. Never did they go backwards. Because God does not intend for you and I to go backwards. Hallelujah. He wants you and I to go forward by the authority of his word. And in this feast, this year, it has to be very clear to every one of us that God's intent is that you become greater, better, elevated, promoted by the Spirit of the living God. You will never be blindsided by the enemy. I say you will never be blindsided by the enemy. I say you will never be blindsided by the enemy. Because in those cherubims, they had eyes all over. I was jiving with my grandkids about a few weeks back. They were visiting. and they were doing things in the back, and I could see them. And I said, I see you. This is what you're doing. And he said, how can you see me? And I said to them, don't you know I have eyes in the back of my head? They said, you do? I said, no, I can see you through this rearview mirror right here. Well, God doesn't need a rearview mirror. God has eyes. Hallelujah. He created beings that have eyes everywhere. They cannot be blindsided. And these great ones are right there on the ark, which is situated in the tent of witness, in the most holy place, separated from the holy place. But I thank God that because of the full work that the Lord Jesus Christ did, when the Lord said, it is finished, God did something extraordinary. He ripped the curtain. That was about 60 feet high, 30 feet wide, and about 4 to 6 inches thick. He rips it from the top to the bottom and expose what was in the most holy place and cause the holy place to become just like the most holy place, and went on and cause even the outside courts to become part of the most holy place, so that wherever you go, you are walking on holy ground. Somebody hear what the Lord is saying. You are walking on holy ground. Hallelujah. This is a highway, a pathway that the beast and crazy stuff will not step into. Because you know that where every time you are moving in the steps of the Most High, and it declares holiness, holiness. Because that's what the cherubims are always declaring. Holy, holy, holy. And the proclamation of God in front of you is holiness. The proclamation of God behind you where you have passed is holy. The proclamation of God where you are is holy. And God is declaring that in this place of holiness, blemishness will not be participants. No blemish, no wrinkles, no spots, because the precious blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing, because God is going to tabernacle with his people. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you hearing the word of the Lord? God has an agenda. It is an agenda to bless his people. And in this feast, be rest assured that God is on your side. His plan is to tabernacle with us. Now, I don't know if you thought about this, but consider this. That when they had the tabernacle of witness, not everybody was allowed in. The priests entered through the gates, and the tribe that was at that gate was the tribe of Judah, of praise. And they came, and they came to where the brazen altar was, and they did the sacrifices there. The rest of the people were outside. only the priests came in to the outer courts, did the sacrifice, came to the laver. I'm not doing a teaching on that right now, but they came to the laver. They had water. They washed their hands, they saw their face, and all of that. They went through that to the holy place where they had the showbread, the table of showbread, and they had the candle stand. Only the priests went there. They had the altar of incense, of prayer and intercession. Only the priests went there. Everybody else was outside. And then only the high priest went behind from the holy place into the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest. Everybody else were outside. But today, because of what Jesus Christ did, we all have access. And he makes us all a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We have access because God says, I am going to tabernacle with you. I'm going to make you my people. I'm going to be your God. Hallelujah. God is bringing about supernatural change in our lives. And on this feast, this solemn feast, be rest assured that God will not leave you behind. Amen? God will not leave me behind. He's doing a great work of grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me begin to wrap up. In Exodus chapter 23, Exodus 23 and verse 14. The word of God says, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee. In the time appointed, there's an appointed time, in the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Praise the Lord. If God says none of you shall appear before me empty, it also means that he also, because we can do nothing except by his grace and his mercy, that he gives to us seed. You know, this evening was quite remarkable. I believe it was on Wednesday or so, I shared with us about the fact that God says that during Yom Kippur, we repent and he might just leave a seed. Remember this? And I said, expect a seed, an unexpected seed. Remember that? So this evening, the Lord says, wear this outfit. So I went and I wore this outfit. I stuck my hand in my pocket, and what do I find in there? Unexpected seed. I said this morning I had my offering ready. Do you remember me saying that? I had my offering ready, but God says, unexpected seed, that too. So I said, oh, wow, this is good. Oh, yeah, I have some money now. I emptied my wallet this afternoon. Now I got some money. And the Lord says, unexpected seed. I said, oh, okay. Hallelujah. Oh, but this is not going to be the end of it. Hallelujah. Because God has greater things on his mind. Praise the Lord. He says, and the feast of harvest. I want you to have the feast of unleavened bread, and then I want you to have the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year. Three feasts. When thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, he says, bring it. He says, three times in the year, all thy males. Now he's becoming very particular. First of all, he says, everybody. And then he says, all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. What does he mean by males? Because males are seed carriers. Males are what? Seed carriers. And God is saying, I want all the seed carriers to come. Why? Because he's a God who multiplies the seed. The Feast of Tabernacle is a feast that you must not miss. Praise the Lord. Because God blesses your seed supernaturally. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. And the last verse I'm going to read tonight. It's found in Exodus chapter 35. This is that gathering that is set up from God to do something extraordinary in the lives of his people. He's going to tabernacle with us. And if he tabernacles with us, as a father of light, his light is going to shine brightly in me and in you, and darkness shall not comprehend it. The God who created everything out of nothing will touch the nothings of this world and make them something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have a very wealthy, 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 wealthy man, and he comes into a community that is all messed up and torn down and, you know, things are not in the right order, because he's coming there, everything's got to change. You know, the queen once said, every country I go to, I smell fresh paint. Think about it. Because if the queen is coming, they got to prepare the place to look right for that royalty. When God is coming, when he's coming, guess what? Everything's got to be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has to do what he needs to do, because he's not going to dwell in junk. Praise the Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When we cry out, come, Lord Jesus, the angels say, you want Jesus to come here? To this place? Well, then we've got to do some fixing. Praise the Lord. I say, fix me up. Praise the Lord. Do you want to be fixed up? Yeah, fix me up. I want to be the right kind of place for the King of Kings to dwell in. Hallelujah. 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 When the tabernacle had been finished, God showed up. In Exodus chapter 35, verse 4 and 5, we'll do this and we'll pray. It says, and Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. Spoke to how many of them? All. This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, God commanded what? Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. And on this first day of the Feast of Tabernacle, we are going to obey that instruction of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whosoever is of a willing heart or a generous heart, those that are generous, those that are willing, he says, take this offering from them. What kind of offering, Lord? An offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. What did it say? Gold, silver, and brass. Three kinds. If you have a willing heart, this is what I want from you. They are in the wilderness. I thought when they stripped the Egyptians, that it was to get some nice Gucci's, some Versace. No? He wanted a tabernacle put together. This morning we heard about the one leper that came back because he identified who the real priest was. Tonight, you and I, and everyone who has a willing heart, seated here, listening on streaming, whatever, wherever they are, this is that time when you bring the precious of God to Him. And as you release it unto Him, and you're not casual about it, but definitely intentional, because you've heard the instruction of the Lord, whatever that instruction is, just obey God and watch God multiply your seed sown. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is there anyone in this house today that does not have a seed to sow? You have nothing to sow. Nothing. We have to put some seed in your hand. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because you have to have something to sow tonight. I don't know what I have left. How many people don't have seed? Just the one? You don't have seed? You have your father there. Put seed in those children's hand. You don't have a seed to give to them? Okay, then come here. Yeah, my children too. Two of you don't have a seed? I think I have two things that I can. Just one? You two don't have a seed? Come here. Anybody else has seed? Put seed into their hands. Some put the seed in Candy's hand. Yeah. That's your seed. You're going to release it to the Lord. Anybody else? I don't have any more. I emptied my pocket. Who's going to put a seed in Candy's hand? You got it already? Oh, okay. All right. Now, we're going to release our seed unto the Lord. And we're going to expect miracles to flow richly and powerfully right now. God is going to meet you. And God is going to do something with that which you have released out of your hand unto Him. Sometimes it's not the amount. Our Lord Jesus Christ, spoke so graciously about the widow with the two mites and said she gave more than everybody else because she gave her all. It is giving your all that pulls the blessings of the Lord. I declare to you right now, just begin to obey God. Hallelujah. And trust Him to do something extraordinary. He will not fail. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Let us pray. Yes, please start giving. Those of you online, begin to release your gift. It might be gold, it might be silver, it might be brass, whatever it is. Just release it. Hallelujah. I'm not racing against time, but I promised you it was going to be about an hour. Thank you for coming and honoring God with your givings. Heavenly Father, we declare your glory. We declare, God, that your anointing will rest upon every gift, every offering. Those that are released here this very moment, those that have been released online, those of God that are going to be released when we continue with these meetings on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we commit every offering to you, and we declare prosperity upon the lives of your people. God, your word says that you love the cheerful giver. We have come and we have given willingly, and we trust you to keep your word to us. Your blessings, let it pursue after your people. And let the foundations of your people be strong. Let that which they build be strong. It will withstand every storm because your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Father. You will not fail your people. You will do exceedingly far beyond anything they ask or think. May your eternal grace rest upon your tabernacle. As you rested upon that tabernacle, as a pillar of cloud and as a pillar of fire, so, Lord, O God, let the cloud of glory rest upon your people, your Shekinah glory. And, Lord, O God, in the dark and in the cold, let it be the fire of God that warms our hearts. We thank you, Father, that we are not orphans. We are your sons and daughters, and you are our God, our Heavenly Father forever. Thank you, Lord, that you tabernacle with us. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we'll see you on Wednesday for Bible study, regular Bible study on Wednesday. And yes, we are having communion. That's right. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Rise with your communion elements. Praise God. If you don't have your communion with you, if you don't have one, please get it right now. I don't know what day yet, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but one of those days, the Lord has spoken to me about doing something, And I don't know which night it's going to be, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Well, one of those meetings, there are three things that he's commissioned me to do, and I'm going to do it on one of those nights, on the night that he says, this is the night, and be here to participate in it. It will be a release of the miraculous. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, if you want to come, let's share together with the saints. This is the body of the Lord. As we take of this body and eat, may it represent the tabernacling of God with us. And may the impact of that tabernacling release all that God intended for our spirit, our souls, on our bodies. In Jesus' name, we eat it in remembrance of the Lord. Eat.
It's the cup of blessing. We take the covenant blessing of the Lord. And his covenant with us is he will never leave us nor forsake us. Mm. He's our healer. He's our helper. He's our deliverer. He's the one that makes us whole. And he's our dwelling place. And we are his dwelling place. Mm. Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When you leave tonight, don't leave the same way you came. Leave different. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's just say a quick hello to those that are on Zoom.